Audio Generation, GR12 Econ Video 1.
I am Liam. Let us get right into the mechanics of the most powerful tool in finance, the annuity. An annuity is not just a savings account, it is a mathematical structure. By definition, an annuity is a series of equal payments made at regular intervals, like monthly, quarterly, or annually, where interest is compounded. Think of it like a train. Each car of the train is an equal payment. As the train moves forward through time, each car picks up cargo, which is the interest. Because it is an annuity, the first car picks up more cargo than the last car, because it has been on the tracks longer. This is the logic of building wealth. Whether you are paying into a retirement fund or paying off a massive loan like a mortgage, you are operating within the laws of an annuity.
I am Chloe. To interpret how an annuity works, you have to look at its key features. First is the payment frequency. If you save $100 a month, your frequency is monthly, or 12 times a year. Second is the compounding frequency. In a simple annuity, the payment frequency and the compounding frequency are the same. This means if you pay monthly, the bank calculates your interest monthly. Third is the term, which is how long the payments last. When we look at real-world applications in Canada, the most famous accumulation annuity is the Registered Retirement Savings Plan, or RRSP. You are the one making the payments, and the bank is the one compounding the interest. The government registers this plan to give you a tax break, meaning the money you put in is deducted from your income, so you pay less tax today while your annuity grows for tomorrow.
I am Maya. Let us look at the education annuity, also known as the Registered Education Savings Plan, or RESP. This is a brilliant application of an annuity for students. A parent or guardian makes regular payments into the plan, and the Canadian government actually adds a grant, free money, to the pile. But here is the secret feature. When it is time for university, that RESP can be used to purchase a payout annuity. Instead of giving the student $50,000 all at once, which might be spent too quickly, the fund is set up to pay out an equal amount every month for 4 years. This is a term, certain annuity. It ensures the student has a steady paycheck for rent and groceries throughout their entire degree. It uses the structure of an annuity to provide stability during school.
And I am Noah. We often think of annuities as ways to save, but they are also the primary way we borrow large amounts of money. The most significant example is the mortgage. When you buy a home, you are not just taking a loan. You are signing up for a 25-year debt annuity. The bank gives you the present value, the cash for the house, and you agree to a series of equal monthly payments. In a mortgage annuity, the interest is calculated on the remaining balance. Every time you make a payment, a portion goes to the bank as a fee, and a portion goes to pay down your debt. In the early years of the mortgage, your annuity payments are mostly interest. But as the principal drops, the interest charges drop, and your payments start eating away at the debt much faster. Understanding this feature allows you to see why even a small extra payment can save you years of debt.
I am Donnie. Let us talk about what happens when you finish saving. You have spent 40 years putting money into your RRSP annuity, and now you are 71 years old. In Canada, you must convert that RRSP into a Registered Retirement Income Fund, or RRIF. This is the transition from an accumulation annuity to a distribution annuity. The RRIF is designed to pay you back. The key feature here is the minimum withdrawal. The government sets a percentage that you must take out every year as income. Because the money is still in an annuity structure, the remaining balance continues to earn interest even as you draw from it. This prevents you from running out of money too early. It is a mathematical safety net that provides a regular income for the rest of your life.
Chloe here. Let us break down the math of early action. If we interpret the formula for the future value of an annuity, we see that time is an exponent. This means it has a massive, non-linear impact. Let us say you want to have $1 million by age 65. If you start a monthly RRSP annuity at age 20, you only need to save about $200 a month, assuming a 7% return. But if you wait until you are 40 to start that same annuity, you have to save over $1,000 a month to reach the same goal. That is 5 times the effort just because you started 20 years later. The key feature of the annuity, the compounding of regular payments, needs time to work its magic. When you are young, you have a time advantage that even the richest people in the world cannot buy back.
Maya again. You can also use an RESP to buy what we call a life annuity later in life. But for now, let us focus on how you can use it for school. When a student enters post-secondary, the RESP funds are released as educational assistance payments. If the fund is large, you can instruct the bank to set up a periodic payout. This is effectively buying an annuity with your own savings. You are telling the bank, take this $60,000 and pay me $1,500 on the first of every month for the next 4 years. The benefit is that the money you have not used yet stays invested and continues to earn interest. This growth during payout is a feature that simple cash savings accounts just do not offer. It makes your education fund last longer and work harder.
Noah here. Let us look closer at that mortgage annuity. Most people just see a monthly bill, but as a savvy consumer, you should see the amortization. In Canada, mortgages are usually compounded semi-annually, not in advance. This is a technical feature you must identify. Because a mortgage is a series of equal payments, it is an annuity certain. If you have a 5-year term on a 25-year amortization, you are essentially in a 5-year annuity contract that will be renewed later. If interest rates go up when you renew, your annuity payment will have to increase to keep the same schedule, or you will have to extend the time. This is why interpreting the interest rate risk in your mortgage contract is vital. It is the difference between owning your home in 20 years or still paying for it when you are 70.
Danny, technical tip. Understand ordinary versus annuity due. An ordinary annuity, which is what most RRSPs and mortgages are, means the payment happens at the end of the period. An annuity due means the payment happens at the beginning. If you are saving, an annuity due is better because that first payment starts earning interest on day one. If you are paying a debt, an ordinary annuity is more common. When you gather information about an RRIF or a pension plan, always check the payment timing. It might seem small, but over 30 years, that 1 month difference in every payment adds up to thousands of dollars in extra interest. Always ask your financial advisor, is this payment at the start or the end of the month?
Liam here. The motivation for mastering these concepts is certainty. Most people feel like victims of their finances. They hope they have enough for school. They hope they can pay the mortgage. They hope they can retire. But when you understand annuities, you stop hoping and start calculating. You realize that a mortgage is just a math problem you can solve faster by increasing your payment frequency to biweekly. You realize an RRSP is a wealth-building machine that you control. You are gathering the data to build a life where you are never surprised by a balance or a bill.
Chloe, final fact. An annuity is a contract of discipline. The reason they work is the regularity. If you skip a payment in your RRSP, you do not just lose that $100. You lose all the future interest that $100 would have earned over 40 years. It is like a missing link in a chain. The whole structure becomes weaker. Whether it is an RESP for your future kids or an RRIF for your own retirement, the key feature is consistency. By identifying these applications now, you are preparing to navigate the most important contracts you will ever sign.
Take a look at the annuity interpreter activity in your lesson. We have provided 3 real-world documents, a mortgage statement, an RRSP contribution plan, and an RRIF payout schedule. Your job is to identify the payment amount, the frequency, and the interest rate for each. Can you see how the RRSP is growing while the mortgage is shrinking? They are 2 sides of the same mathematical coin. Once you can read these documents, you are truly financially literate. This is the end of our deep dive into the time machine. Use this knowledge to build a future that is stable, secure, and entirely within your control. We will see you in the next video where we master the TVM variables. Goodbye.
Previous lesson, back to course.